Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We are injury attorneys. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. You know, we bring the show to you every week to educate you, teach you, train you, to give you a level playing field with the insurance companies that fight these injuries. These insurance companies fight them. They want to delay them. They want to defend them. They want to deny your claim. And we cover a different injury subject each week. We've been doing it for a long time. If you want to listen to this show on again on a podcast, just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. And by the way, we call ourselves Champions of the People because that's who we represent, individual people, families. We help you put your life back together again. So go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. These podcasts of all of our radio shows, and there are several, are at the bottom of the homepage at championsofthepeople.com. You can just click on it. You can play it. You can download it. It's all free. Free is a good word. And by the way, our website is an information-loaded website. We put a lot of information on there. We try to keep it up to date each week, and we try to educate you. All right, this week we're talking about concussions. We're specifically this week talking about youth concussions. And there's a new statute, relatively new statute, dealing with this. I hope everybody knows about parts of it or some of it or all of it by now. But this youth statute is called the Jake Snakenberg Act. And it's a very important statute. And when this was passed by the legislature in Colorado, it's one of the leading, most creative, most far-reaching statutes pertaining to youth concussions in the United States. There's been some other states that have followed in line and passed some similar statutes, but this was the leading statute. And you know, Brad, concussions in sports, we're talking about schools, we're talking about sports, we're back to school time, we're now playing sports in schools. It's important for parents to understand what this act says and what it means.
It is. The estimate is that there's over 350,000 concussions that are incurred by youth in sports, in team sports every year. It's interesting, this act obviously doesn't apply to the professionals, but they were talking about just last week during the exhibition season, there were 35 diagnosed concussions in the exhibition games in the NFL. Now that's diagnosed concussions. That's not talking about ones that occurred that weren't diagnosed.
And some players don't want to report it, so they don't report it, or they have milder symptoms and they think it's going to go away. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But that's an incredible number of concussions. And, you know, we're going to cover more of this next week in our next show on concussions. But today we're talking about youth concussions. But for years, the insurance companies fought this, and they called it the invisible claim, the non-existent claim. Sure, you have a head concussion. Sure, you have a head injury. Sure, you have a traumatic brain injury. We don't believe it, the insurance companies say, and they fight them and deny them.
Well, it's as bad as it could be, and it was for years, and I'm not so sure it's any better, Gary, really, when you start dealing with it. The insurance companies, the defense lawyers, they talk about it being the invisible injury. They talk about it, you know, how you can fake it and how it's not true and how it's not really something to worry about. Look, we're going to play two games with you. We know that a lot of times or most of the times you need a couple of concussions or you need more than one to have any permanent effects. So, gee, if our concussion caused a permanent effect, then it's somebody else's fault for all those previous ones. And if this is one of your first one, then you won't have a permanent effect. And once again, they don't want to take responsibility for what's happening.
And I'll tell you what, you know, in the youth area, the neurologist will tell you that once a youth has one concussion, and if they're put back in a game, they are more susceptible to very dangerous conditions. And so they has to be analyzed, and that's exactly what happened with Jake Snakenberg. He had a previous concussion. He was put back in later, and he passed away, and he died. We're very sorry for that. And I know his mother, when Governor Hickenlooper signed this act, was ecstatic and very happy, and that was the legacy to Jake Snakenberg. And so we're talking about it today. We're honoring him, and we're honoring this act, and we're trying to educate you. Our telephone number at any time is 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. And in the mountains, you can reach us at 970-870-8989. We have an office in Steamboat Springs, which we represent people all over the state of Colorado. We're glad to receive your call. And so you can call us, and you can go to our website anytime, championsofthepeople.com. Okay, let's get into this youth concussion statute, this act that was passed by the Colorado legislature. It talks about healthcare providers. And right off the top, Brad, healthcare providers, and they gave a definition. It is a doctor of medicine. Well, yeah, we would know that. That would be common sense. A doctor of osteopathic medicine, that's a DO. A licensed nurse practitioner. So this act is going to apply to these people. It's also going to apply to a licensed physician assistant or a licensed doctor of psychology with training in neuropsychology. And if these are foreign words to you, you need to find out what they mean. You can ask us anytime. You know, who does this apply to, Brad? Does it apply to schools, public recreation facilities? What does this mean, and how are we going to deal with this situation?
Well, it applies to youth athletic activities, and it's an organization or any organized athletic activity. Now, that means any. So don't just think football. Think soccer. Think field hockey. Think hockey itself. Think any sport. Think even volleyball. It means any organized athletic activity where the majority of their participants are between the ages of 11 and 19. Now, it does not include college sports.
Right.
So you've got to understand, if you're dealing with anybody who in your young man or woman has gone to college or is participating in college, you might want to look into their programs and what they do with concussions. And I'll talk about that a little bit after the break. But it does not include college sports, but it does apply to any of those activities or organizations ages 11 and 19 that are engaging in an organized athletic game or competition against another team.
But I'll tell you what, you know, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but on that college point that you made, it doesn't apply to college. So just because this act, this statute, does not apply to college, does not mean there's no legal relief if you're injured with a concussion in college sports. There are legal remedies. So Brad and I don't want you to think, well, you went away with a statute, doesn't apply, you can't do anything if you're injured in college sports. Well, certainly you can. There are laws to affect that. There are common laws. But it's just that this particular statute doesn't apply to colleges.
Right. And the reason is because they expect the colleges to set up appropriate programs. I mean, I can't imagine any college in this town, although I've got some concerns, or any college in the state that wouldn't at least look at this particular act and say, gee, we better at a minimum, and that would be at a minimum, try to mimic this statute or make our standards even greater.
Right.
Because they're expected to be doing something within the college rules and regulations.
Right. Okay. So now we got this statute. It's in effect. Now, Brad, let's talk about practices. Let's talk about games. Let's talk about preparation for a game. You know, does the statute cover the gambit of all that, or does it just apply to the games, or what do we got?
No. It's going to apply to everything. They're not going to let you just get away with saying, hey, we've met the game requirements, but at practice, we were knocking each other's heads around and bells were being rung and we didn't care about that. We just worried about the games. They expect you to apply these rules and these regulations at practices too, which means, parents, when your child is taken out because they've shown signs of a concussion, and we can talk about that, but we can talk about who's supposed to be able to know about those signs. Then when it means when they're taken out, don't be rushing your child back in. Don't be insisting that they get back in. Now, a lot of the articles we read about this talks about the pressure that parents have and put on their children. The pressure children have as a result of talking to their parents about this particular athletic endeavor they're in might be their only real avenue or ticket to college. It might be the way they can pay for college. It might be how they get through college. So there's a tendency to rush or push the child through the activity to so they'll be able to play college sports.
Right, and that has to be reined in. And another thing about the statute is it talks about a public recreation facility. Okay, so schools, obviously it applies to schools, but the definition means a recreation facility that's owned or leased by the state of Colorado or a political subdivision thereof. So that's one category. Okay, but what about private schools? What about private clubs? What about, you know, the recreation club down your street in your neighborhood? What about that? Well, there's a provision that covers that as well. And, you know, each athletic league that sponsors youth athletic activities has to make their volunteer coaches, you know, they're paid in high school, but the volunteer coaches have to go through the same training. We're going to cover the training later in the show, but the volunteer coaches have to do the same thing, you know, and it's something that they have to be trained in. They have to recognize, and we're going to give you the requirements of the act We got a break coming up. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We've represented people for over 25 years. We've helped everybody that we've represented put their lives back together again. We can help you with get your medical bills paid. We can help you with treatment. We can explain to you. And most importantly, if you come to our law firm, you'll meet with a licensed attorney, not an intake person. And most importantly, we will give you a legal game plan. What's a legal game plan? That means you'll understand what the insurance company is going to try to do to you, how they're going to try to beat you, how they're going to try to defeat you, deny you, and reduce your compensation that you're entitled to. They represent the person who injured you, and they want the person off the hook, and they want them to pay you as little as possible and get you out of their lives. And that's what Bell and Pollock does. We've been doing this for a long time. We got a very experienced staff. You can call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. If you're in the mountains, we got an office in Steamboat Springs, and we travel all over the state of Colorado. You can call us at 970-870-8989. That's 870-8989. Or our website, championsofthepeople.com. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm. And we are your champions of the people. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason, we champion people's causes and legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell. Along with Brad Pollock, we do this show every week. We are injury attorneys. We're here to help you. And don't forget, on Saturday morning, we do a live call-in show at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's a one-hour call-in show. You can call us on any legal subject. These Sunday shows and the shows we do here are for injury subjects. But on Saturday morning, which has a public service to the public, you can call us and we'll answer questions on any legal subject. That's 7 o'clock in the morning. It's on the AM dial, 630 AM, KHOW, 7 o'clock in the morning. Okay, today we're talking about this youth concussion statute. And it's quite a complicated statute. It requires training. We've covered so far that it applies to middle schools. It applies to high schools, to children 11 to 19 years old. And the coaches, whether you're paid or volunteer coaches, if you fit into this category, you've got to receive a certain kind of training. And I think, Brad, they got to complete an annual concussion recognition education course.
That's right, they do. And, that course, there's a number of them. There's the Center of Disease Control has one that's called Heads Up Online Training Course that is for a number of youth coaches that is out of the, it's about a 30-minute long course online That's a minimum. There are other courses. There are required courses for all coaches in Colorado. The concussions and traumatic brain injury course. Colorado Department of Education puts out on a traumatic brain injury course that is required for all coaches, all high school coaches in Colorado. It's called Heads Up Concussion in High School Sports. And so there's a number of places where you can go to get this training. And it's these coaches now must go through the training, voluntary coaches, paid coaches. I don't care what they are. If they're out there coaching these kids and giving training or experience to those kids, they have to go through one of these courses.
Well, the important part about the statute is on these courses, the statute specifies the minimum, and it says it shall include the following, and it's quite comprehensive. But this is an annual thing. A coach just can't go 1 year and then not go for another 4 years. They have to be certified and go through the course every year. But what the statute says, it shall include the following. It shall include information on how to recognize the signs and symptoms of a concussion. Now, next week, we're going to be talking about concussions. We're going to go more through the signs and symptoms. But, Brad, it's got other things that you have to recognize and do and be trained on.
Sure.
As well.
When you have to recognize the signs and symptoms, by the way, remember, you're looking, trying to recognize the signs and symptoms in a youth versus an adult. They're different. There's different ways you have to try to look for it and recognize it because youth act different than adults. You also have the necessity of obtaining proper medical attention for a person suspected of having a concussion. A lot of times, you know, we all grew up, or there's a lot of us that are older and that grow up with the idea, oh, you got your bell rung, you know, sit out a play or two and then get back in there and go for it. That's not the way you take care of a concussion.
No, that's old age. That's not new age.
Right. Everybody believed that was the proper way. It's not the proper way. Information on the nature and risk of concussions, including the danger of continuing to play after sustaining a concussion. You've got to recognize that you're causing a greater risk to that child or that youth if you're putting that youth back into the game or back into practice after they've had a concussion without them passing certain protocol. We see it in professional sports now. We've got to see it now. It's got to be seen in the lower levels. If it's not, then you've got to get a new coach, folks.
And that's how liability gets attached to these situations. But I'm telling you, so far what we've covered is that this training, this annual training, has to train the coaches and the responsible people on how to recognize the signs and symptoms. The training has to be on the necessity of obtaining proper medical attention. You can't just say, well, this is not necessary, just go sit over there, or we'll put you in the next play, we'll put you in the next quarter. And it also has to be trained on the information and nature and risk of concussions, including, the statute says, including the danger of continuing to play after sustaining a concussion. This is very important.
This is important. I rarely talk about past experiences in court, but I actually had a trial years ago where I was dealing with a neuropsych in Greeley, Colorado, who was one of the team physicians for the college football team up there, who specifically said he put players back in after they showed the signs and of a concussion. We went over the signs that would recognize a concussion or a head injury, talked about them, and I asked him, would you put a player back in if he showed this? And he said, yes. He said, yes. It shocked me, but that was before all of this came out. And I don't think he's backed off that position, Gary. And that's one of the problems I've got is you still have people who have not backed off that position, and they end up being key witnesses for defense lawyers and for insurance companies when trying to defend the harm that's been done to people.
And that's true. And we've preached for years. We could talk for 2 or 3 days straight right here with no notes, no prep, as we're doing right now, just telling you about how these insurance companies hire these doctors to say that there's no concussion, to say that only 95% of the people, only 5% of the people get concussions, that the ship has sailed, and so there's no big deal. Well, it is a big deal. It's a huge deal.
And what you want to make sure is you've got coaches, that you've got people out there who are doing their job to recognize these signs and symptoms and are following the rules and not relying on what I would say is almost false information.
Right. I would say, too, and we've seen it now in the NFL. But, Brad, let's talk about for a second, you got the coach. The coach is trained, annual training. The coach, volunteer paid, takes the player out, suspects or realizes, either one, suspects or realizes this player, this child, 11 to 19 years old, has a concussion. So then what happens once the player is taken out? How do they get back into the game? And what do the parents need to know about this situation?
Well, if the youth is removed from play or from play pursuant to the head injury, to that definition, or what's suspected as a sign or symptom of a concussion, then what has to happen is that the coach has to get now a healthcare provider involved.
Right.
To get a healthcare provider to actually give a certificate or certify that the player is ready to come back into play. Now, they've got to give him clearance to return to play from the healthcare provider. The coach can't go over and tell him he has to get in, can't start changing the rules. If the healthcare provider doesn't say that person can play, then they can't play. What's that mean? The first thing that means is take a look when you're at the games and see if they have a healthcare provider who's qualified to deal with head injuries at the game. Now, they're supposed to. They should. They're supposed to have a coach who's trained in these areas.
Right.
But this player probably isn't going to come back into the game.
Well, once they've suspected or realized that the player has a concussion, then they have to notify the parents or the legal guardians and shall not permit the athlete, the youth athlete, the young child, the young person to return to play until they've been certified by a physician. And we're not going to go into that. They describe the physician. So this school athlete or young athlete cannot go back into the game unless it's been certified. And, Brad, you said they have to be approved by a physician, but it has to be in writing.
In writing.
You can't just say, hey, you know, you're good enough to go. It has to be in writing by the doctor.
And remember, the child can't return to any physical exertion, including games. But it's not the child's not to return to or participate in any supervised team activities or involving physical exertion. So this may be, that doesn't mean, okay, well, he's not hitting, but I can put him in sprints. No.
No.
Not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to have him in any physical exertion until you've gotten a clean bill of health or a certification from one of these healthcare providers that can look and say, this young man, this young woman is able to return to play safely.
Now, we've got a break coming up, but after the break, we're going to be talking a little bit about once they come return to play, who can supervise them and what you do. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Our office is conveniently located in Greenwood Village, basically I-25 and Orchard. Pretty close to that. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. In the mountains, we have an office in Steamboat Springs. We go all over the state of Colorado. We've done it for years. You can call us in the mountains at 970-870-8989. And if you can't remember any of that, you can remember our website, which is championsofthepeople.com. It's easy to see. It's easy to get there, championsofthepeople.com. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
For an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients, Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
Injured and confused? Confused about your injuries? Confused about the insurance company? Confused about which attorney to hire? So let's talk about attorneys. Let's get real clear on attorneys. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You get to choose your attorney. So how do you choose? Experience? Yes. Handles only injury cases? Yes. Someone the insurance company knows? Yes. And respects? Of course. Attorneys who have been very successful representing their clients? Yes. Attorneys who don't deal in a hodgepodge of everything? Only injury cases? Mandatory. Attorneys who know all the tricks of the insurance company? Absolutely. Welcome to the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We do injury cases. We're known as the champions of the people. For a reason. We champion people's causes. And legal cases. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. For a reason. The reason is you. Come to championsofthepeople.com and see what that choice can do for you. Life has choices. Make your choice count. championsofthepeople.com. There really isn't any other choice. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. These subjects are injury subjects. We bring it to you every week. Okay, we're talking about concussions today. And we're talking about the youth concussion statute. That's what we call it, basically. Okay, Brad, so we've got a player that's been evaluated. They've been reviewed by a medical doctor. They've been a written release to come back in. So how do they get supervised and what happens from there?
Well, from there, they're still supposed to be supervised. They're still supposed to be under the view of and be watched by a registered athletic trainer with specific knowledge of the athlete's condition to manage the athlete's gradual return to play. It's not just now you're back in and everybody forgets you. You're supposed to be watching them gradually get back to play to watch if new signs show up, if anything else happens, and get them out of the game again or get them out of the practice or get them out of the activity if they start showing new signs of any kind of concussed problem.
Right, and then they can't play again and you go through the cycle. But the statute says the school or the league or the club may allow a registered athletic trainer with specific knowledge of the athlete's condition to manage that athlete. They can also go to a doctor. You don't have to just go to a trainer. They can go back to a doctor to manage the child. But that's an athletic trainer that's usually on the site, usually in the sport.
The point is somebody's supposed to manage them coming back into play.
Right.
And if you just throw them in cold turkey and go for it again 100% and you're not managing the return to play, because once you've had this concussion, once you've had this head injury, you're more susceptible to additional ones with lesser impact. So you've got to be ready. I mean, sometimes there's no impact. So you've got to be able to manage and watch the gradual return to play.
Exactly. So next week, we're going to be talking about concussions in general. This week, we talked about the youth concussion statute. You can go to our website anytime, championsofthepeople.com. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. In the mountains, it's 970-870-8989. We're glad to talk to you about your case. No matter where you live, we'll go all over the state of Colorado. We are injury attorneys. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.